This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. You have an opportunity to see the first West Coast exhibition of a respected Italian artist, Giuseppe Pannone. Art critic Hunter Drohojoska-Philp tells us now about this new show up at Gagosian Gallery. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So despite my last name, I can't speak a word of Italian, but Giuseppe Pannone's work is part of something called the Arte Povera School. What does that mean, Hunter?
This is a movement from the late 60s and early 70s, a highly politicized time throughout the world, but especially in Europe at that time. And the term was coined by the curator Germano Celant to refer to the sort of humble materials used by these artists, concrete, plaster, wood, materials that were not used to, say, make painting and sculpture in a traditional way. And these artists as a group have had a resurgence in recognition in recent years, I think in part because a lot of younger artists have been exploring this realm as well, and Pannone is one of them.
Now, I read that he grew up in a forest. Is that why he is compelled to use trees or represent trees in his work?
Well, trees are certainly a great part of what he has worked with, and he's always seen them as somewhat analogous to the human body and the way we need light and we need fluids to grow, so do trees, and of course, trees look like people, or people look like trees. And in this case, he'll take a tree trunk and carve into it so you can sort of see the life force within. He's done interventions with trees to stunt their growth. At Gagosian Gallery, you'll see a tree trunk that's cast of bronze that he made, and inside it's gilded. So where the knot holes exist, where the branches used to be, you can look in and see the light emanating outward, glowing, really. And this really refers to an interest he has in the spiritual as well as the materialistic property of light and the way it does contribute to our growth on so many different levels. This is not work that can be read at a single glance. It's a multi-layered kind of work with metaphoric resonance.
Now, he also works with marble.
The most traditional of materials, right? I mean, he's Italian. You have to think of Michelangelo. And you're going to think of that especially in this exhibition because there's a 23-ton block of marble standing in the center of the gallery that he has carved not to reveal a human form, but to reveal the veining and the ways in which different substances come through the marble. And of course, that veining echoes the sort of veining and the characteristics that you see in tree branches as well. It's a feeling that natural forms mimic one another and that the process of bringing them out is rewarding unto itself. And it reminds us of our own humble beginnings. And although humble may not be a word that people usually think of with regard to marble or, for that matter, Gagosian Gallery, one might be humbled a bit to be in the presence of this kind of art.
The work of Giuseppe Pannone at Gagosian Gallery in Beverly Hills up through October 18th. To see some photographs and to read Hunter's text, and of course to sign up for our newsletter and podcasts, please visit our website, kcrw.com/arttalk. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.